With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply. With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's up? This is Chris Guillebeau back with you again today for Side Hustle School. Got a fun story today about a guy who has a sign hustle. I'll tell you all about how he and his son make an extra $1,000 a week putting out signs for real estate agents and other customers. And it made me think back to my days as a juvenile delinquent, which I don't know if I've talked about a whole lot on the show, maybe once or twice. But when I was 16, I remember there was this local election where I lived. There were so many political signs out on just about every corner. There would be multiple signs. And for some reason, I don't know why now, but for some reason, I thought it would be fun to collect the signs. In other words, either borrow or steal them, depending on your definition. I also had a newspaper route, which was convenient because for a couple of nights, I would drive around in the middle of the night delivering newspapers. Whenever I came across a big group of signs on a particular corner, I would grab a couple of them and put them in the trunk of my car. Now, the newspaper route took me 3 or 4 hours in the middle of the night, so I had quite a collection of signs. And at first, I was thinking, what did I actually do with them? And then I remembered, oh, I went to my friend's house, and I put all the signs in his front yard. So I essentially signed the yard. I don't know if there's an actual verb for that or not, but that's basically what I did. And I thought, won't it be hilarious, you know, to wake up in the morning and look out and see like 100 signs in your front yard? Unfortunately, these were the days before social media, before everybody had a phone in their pocket. So I don't have any great visual documentation of this. Also, I did it in the middle of the night. But I just had that memory when I was working on this story. I'm sure the guy I'm going to tell you about today would have hated me for undoing all his work. But fortunately, I don't think we grew up in the same area. So hopefully that's all good with him. And either way, I'll tell you his story right after this.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Today's story comes from Nashville, Tennessee, where Pierce Mars jumped at the opportunity of a very low-tech, low-stress side hustle. About 10 years ago, a friend from his church was looking for someone to set up signs. And since Pierce had helped people move furniture on more than one occasion, he was the first person called. And this wasn't just a favor, this was a paid gig. So even though Pierce was already successful at his day job in sales, since it was only a few hours per weekend, he said, why not, and decided to try it out. He already had a truck and a hammer, which is pretty much all you need. So with no additional costs other than his time, he brought in an extra $500 a month right off the bat. He used the extra money to take his wife out to dinner more often and help out their son who was in college. It turned into a real small business, and business grew steadily, mostly through word of mouth. People would either see him out putting up signs and ask for his contact information, or get referred by an existing client. Soon he was placing signs for independent real estate agents, real estate offices, contractors, and even fireworks stands before the 4th of July. Anytime he wanted to add to his client list, he would go in person to introduce himself to the agents hosting model homes for a new development or to real estate offices. He has never made a website or done any advertising, but he's made a couple of smart decisions about how he talks about the business and why potential clients need him. Early on, he researched the effectiveness of these signs he was placing, and he learned that over 80% of walk-in business was generated by his type of signs. So armed with this key piece of information, he was able to talk confidently about his services. He focused on how a potential client's investment was going to pay off by way of new walk-in customers. He also invested some time in educating himself about local ordinances. Some of these ordinances regulate when and where people can place signs. So where he lives, for example, he only places signs after 7 p.m. on Friday and picks them up before 7 a.m. on Monday morning. This makes sure he never gets in trouble, his clients don't get in trouble, and he shares this advice with his customers, both to make his life easier and to build trust with those people. In the lead up to the real estate crash in 2008, the sign business was booming. He was making more than $4,000 a month, on the side, of course, and his time was pretty maxed out. He used the additional money to pay off debt and take a nice vacation. Once the real estate crash was over, the income went back down to about $1,000 to $2,000 a month. In 2012, his son graduated from college and wanted to help out with the business. And by now, the real estate market had come back. The sign hustle was in demand. So Pierce added a 10-foot trailer to his pickup truck to help haul all the signs. When his son joined the business, he also brought with him new contacts and new accounts. Last year, they placed around 500 signs every weekend for an average of a dozen clients, which brought in $50,000 in total income for only 5 to 10 hours of work each week. His son is a full partner in the business. They split all the labor and the profit. So last year, they each earned $25,000. Pierce still has his day job in sales, still does the sign business, of course, but he also has other side hustles now. He does voiceover work. He does coaching. He hosts a podcast. And looking back, he credits this first sign hustle with giving him the confidence to try out these other ideas. In addition to the awesome name, Sign Hustle, I really love this blue-collar project. I use that term because in this story, Pierce and his son now, they're doing a fair amount of manual labor. So it's not an internet business where he sits at the computer all day, but he's still been able to construct it in a way to where it's not just a part-time job. Like, he's created real value in this. He's got customers and clients who trust him. He's got repeat business. He's got it down to a process. And it's a very reliable, secure, and significant second source of income. So what's not to love about that? Pierce, if I ever run into you, I should volunteer my labor one weekend to go and help put out signs for free to make up for that time long ago when I borrowed a number of signs to put in my friend's front yard. Or maybe I'll just leave that to you, but I will say thanks for the memory. Side Hustle School listeners, as always, inspiration is good, but inspiration combined with action is so much better. There's a side hustle, maybe even a sign hustle, waiting for you somewhere. I hope you do everything you can to find it, to make it a reality. Come say hi on social media. I'm at Chris Guillebeau on Facebook or Twitter. I'm 193 countries, 193 countries on Instagram. I'll be back again tomorrow and every day with a new story. Until then, and wherever you are in the world, I wish you well.